And joining us on the line from 8 Days of Hope is Steve Tybor. Steve, thanks for being with us once again here on WBEN. Always great to talk with you, even though we're usually doing so in rough circumstances. You, your team, have been helping people impacted by not one but two deadly hurricanes that have hit the Southeast. What's this past 2 weeks been like for 8 Days of Hope?
We've never had five deployments. Usually in a six-month span, we'll have about five deployments. Well, we've had five deployments in the last 15 days, so it's been a whirlwind. But the good news is hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from all over the country, including Western New York and Southern Ontario, have been to Georgia serving with us in Valdosta. We're still in North Carolina, a town called Canton. And then when Hurricane Milton passed through Florida, we were there the next morning with our mass feeding unit. I know last night, just heard from the team that volunteers last night fed 2,600 families in the Sarasota, Florida area as they still struggle with no power. So it's been a whirlwind. We're a little tired, but we're still serving and we're smiling. These families need our help, and we're not going to leave until we can do all we can do.
All right, that many deployments, as you mentioned, in a short period of time. How do you do it? The response must be immense for people wanting to help.
You know, I think 8 Days of Hope has always been a conduit for people who want to love and serve the brokenhearted. And so, you know, on a moment's notice, we've been blessed with about $6 million of equipment. So we have laundry trailers and shower trailers and bucket trucks and bobcats and in multiple states right now serving families. You know, we're doing something we've never done before. There's a town just east of Asheville, North Carolina. It's about 11 miles away. It's called Swannanoa, and they will not have drinking water for the next 6 weeks. Actually, there's 5 weeks now before the water will no longer be contaminated. And so we went out and rented a water truck, and this water truck has tens of thousands of gallons of water. We parked it at a local church, and pretty much from 6 in the morning to 9:30 at night, there's been a stream of people bringing jugs and garbage cans sometimes, believe it or not, brand new ones, thankfully, to fill up with water because they're not going to have any running water for multiple weeks. So this storm, these two storms have really been an eye-opener, but I'm so thankful for those who've served and donated to help us take care of those in need.
You know, is there a difference in what you see and, you know, this kind of, I guess, plays into the Milton response versus maybe the Helene response where Hurricane Milton, we were talking with a lot of people in Florida who have seen these storms before, even as Milton is devastating, a lot of people almost know what to expect, we found in talking with people who live down there. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, I think that's an area that not many people were expecting to see such devastation from Helene, especially a couple of weeks ago. Do you notice the difference in the people there near Asheville?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were in North Carolina when Hurricane Irene hit, and it hit the coastline. And so what makes Hurricane Helene such a challenging disaster, not only for us, but for so many communities, is that it really affected six different states. So think about Katrina, you know, hits the Gulf Coast, and that's when 8 Days of Hope started. You're talking from New Orleans, maybe to Biloxi, Mississippi, a couple states, 100 miles inland. At that point, you had, you know, maybe a tree down here and there and some shingles off. But we're talking about Helene, the depthness of that hurricane when it, you know, struck Florida, Perry, Florida, and then it went right up through North Carolina. You know, one of our dilemmas was a couple weeks ago is we had about 10 different communities that we could have deployed to. Now, we deployed to two of them. But, you know, we could have gone to Augusta, Georgia. We've could have gone, you know, in Evans, Georgia. We could have gone in different places in North Carolina. But, you know, we've learned that we can't help every single family out there in need. But today, thousands of families will get food in Florida because of volunteers with 8 Days of Hope. Hundreds of families in North Carolina will get help over the next 2 weeks. We'll be there to the 26th. If you're listening today and you feel like you want to go help somebody, go to our website, read the FAQs. You can volunteer. It's free. We provide the food and lodging. But this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's no quick fix. But we're thankful we can help out so many.
We've seen a lot of people around Western New York look for ways to help out. And one of the more popular ways has been donating supplies and trailering them to people in North Carolina. And from your experience being there and seeing how that works, how much of a help is that? These supplies that, you know, we just put on a trailer and say, all right, go out there. We don't know exactly who you're going to, but I'm sure it'll help. How have you seen that in action?
You know, it's so important, these distribution centers, especially in the communities where the water is contaminated, to have access to water. Now, the good news, North Carolina, they have all the water they need and then some. And so at this point, they're not accepting any more water. Georgia as well, and in Florida. So we're thankful. But a lot of organizations, businesses, churches, nonprofits in Western New York have donated diapers and batteries and flashlights and blankets and coats and hats. And I know these families are so grateful. We're grateful that so many have looked for a way to help out. And it's been fun to watch people who normally wouldn't get involved in something like this. Their heart was broken for these families because, again, to no fault of their own, for the next couple of years, it's going to be chaotic in multiple states because of these two hurricanes.
Well, people listening to this now want to know how they can lend a hand still, maybe even how to get involved with 8 Days of Hope. How can they?
You know, just go to the website, 8daysofhope.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, our YouTube channel. We're going to be in Canton, North Carolina, serving the Asheville area to the end of the month and might extend it. So you can volunteer for as little as 1 or 2 or 3 days. You can come for the next couple of weeks. We have bobcats and bucket trucks. You don't have to be skilled. We will teach you and train you how to muck out a house that flooded. If you want to donate, you can donate online. We're a very unique organization. We have partners that cover our fixed costs. So all the dollars donated will be sent right to those in need. And, you know, if you like to make food, I don't know about you, Brian, but I love to eat food. I don't make food very good, but if you like to work in the kitchen, we're always looking for people to serve with our mass feeding unit. They'll be in Florida at least for the next 5-6 days, making thousands of meals every single day. So just continue to pray for these families in these states who, again, are waiting for clean water and are wondering where their next hot meal comes from. And as importantly, you know, when is the power going to come back on? So, you know, that's still a challenge in a lot of communities.
Well, Steve, as I mentioned, always great to talk with you. And hopefully some people heard this and are willing to help out and jump right in. Steve Tybor with 8 Days of Hope joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, helping out in 5 different locations.